Well, the former Australian of the Year, Patrick McGorry, is calling for a national inquiry, such as a royal commission, into mental health services. It comes as the Tasmanian government investigates psychiatric care in its prisons after a mentally ill man was released from jail and then killed a stranger. Professor McGorry says a state-based inquiry is not going to be enough to tackle what he says is a national failure to provide the treatment needed by those with mental illnesses in prisons and in the wider community. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
It's yet another tragic story of a mental health care failure in Australia. In 2016, prison staff in Hobart thought a schizophrenic man was faking his illness before they released him from jail. The next day, he had a psychotic episode and stabbed a Hobart shopkeeper to death. The man has been found not guilty of murder on the grounds of insanity and is now back in the prison system being treated in a secure mental health facility. A professor of criminal law, Ali Laughlin, from the University of Sydney, warns against linking mental illness with crime.
Mental illness doesn't cause crime. We have lots of evidence to suggest that people with mental illness of all kinds who receive appropriate treatment are safe for themselves and also in the community, to members of the community.
But she says the case does highlight the need for better mental health care in prison.
We know that prisons can be detrimental to mental health, that isolation and other factors in prison can make people worse.
The Tasmanian government is now, quote, working to ensure that psychiatric care assessments and prisoner discharge processes are as rigorous as they can be. Mental health expert Patrick McGorry thinks the inquiry is appropriate but overdue.
It does sound like bolting the stable door after the horse has bolted.
Professor McGorry sees a problem that goes well beyond Tasmania and needs a national inquiry such as a royal commission to investigate.
We just have individual inquiries about isolated cases, then we're not going to see the full picture and see what the solutions really are going to be. So some kind of, I don't know, national inquiry, royal commission to look seriously at the legacy of deinstitutionalisation. That's what I think is needed.
It's been 20 years since asylums closed down, and Patrick McGorry believes an inquiry will expose the failure of community care to keep up with the needs of mentally ill Australians. He wants the inquiry to go beyond prisons.
Looking at not just preventable homicides of this nature, but the, you know, the 3,000 suicides every single year, which really are also part of this pattern of neglect of public mental health care. So it's really preventable deaths as a result of deinstitutionalisation is the focus that I'm looking for.
Patrick McGorry thinks it will take a Royal Commission-style inquiry to build the national momentum needed to finally create a well-functioning public health system that is needed to keep Australians mentally well.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting from Hobart.